Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
But yeah, it crept on me. Next thing I know, I was like, it's Friday. I was like, oh, it's like, because Wednesday and Thursday just hit like really quick. And I was trying to focus on the goals that Marquise had. He had the last week, man, that was a powerful message he had about goals. And that was actually a very on time word. So what I'm going to do is kind of continue with that, kind of that spirit of just continuing with that. I'm going to go into something that's been on my heart for a minute, and it's about gifts and callings. I'm going to call it gifts and callings, truth and choice, or gifts and callings, discovery and decision. As I kind of been going through a lot of things, as my phone kind of wants to start to act, you know, wants to act right. Gifts and callings, because that's always been a thing people have always asked, like, what's my gift, what's my calling? And that's always been something that's been on my heart to talk about, because people get very, their mind gets foggy. But how many people know that there's many gifts that the Bible talks about? There's general gifts where he talks about just the general gift of life and how much, you know, that's important. And that first part may seem like a very, the word life gets very tossed around very easily. It's like, oh, I have a life. I have a, you know, people say they have a life. But the Bible talks about life totally differently. Even from Genesis, you know, it talks about the gift of life. And then it talks about the gift of salvation. It talks about the gifts in the ministry. And so we talk about those things, and where am I at? Where's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? Am I supposed to do it this way or that way? I want to get into it, but I want to give you just a little bit of a thing that a lot of times when it comes to gifts, we have what they call, what I like to call blockage, or what a lot of people do is spiritual suppression, that have a tendency to block whatever you're called to do. So a lot of times it's to find your gift, you have to do a little searching, a little examination, and something that you're not usually comfortable with doing. And you hear a lot of people say, well, I don't really know. And what I've come to find out is a lot of times it's just the thought really never really came to mind. You never really stopped, because when you're in the world, you kind of just went with it. You just kind of went with the motions, you know, maybe, and it doesn't necessarily have to be sin or anything. It just necessarily means maybe you were just working, paying the bills, family, and you did it not because it was right or wrong. You just did it because that's what the society told you to do. You know, it's like, that's why. And there was something that just rang out when we were listening to the last sermon, and he had the video. He was talking about the why. And I do listen to Eric Thomas too. I listen to Eric Thomas for like the last 6 years, and he's intense. He is. And he's like, he got the symbol shirt. That's very, it kind of describes how he is. It almost looks like the symbol screaming too. And he, cause he has this, like this logo on his shirt and his hat, he got, you know, merchandise, and the logo and the merchandise looks like he's screaming at you and stuff, but he gets real intense. He'd be like, you got to grind if you're going to get in this. And he'd be like, and he goes really deep in it. So I listened to Eric Thomas for a minute. So I want to go to James 1:17, just to give you a general sense of what it's talking about. And I hope my dyslexia didn't kick in, because I want to make sure I got the verse right, because I did it last time. And so I'd be like, oh, go to this verse, and it'd be the wrong verse. And I'd be like, oh, snap. It happens, man. It happens. So go to James 1:17 and pray that it's the right verse. Oh, yes, it is. So it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. That is the general gist. Every good gift, that's the first part I want to get to, is that every good gift comes, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes from the Father. So whether you call yourself a Christian or you call yourself not a Christian, know that your gift is from God. Now, the question is, how are you using it? That's a different story. Because many people have really gifts as you're like, man, why is he getting blessed? Because he's God gave him a gift. Hopefully he gets to a point where he realizes that the gift came from God and he becomes aware that, okay, there's a God and I'm accountable to that. Because we see just as much as someone uses their gift, they abuse their gift. So many times we get to that. So I want to get to that general sense of every good gift comes from above. And then we go to the gifts of the ministry. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. Pray that it's the right verse. You got it? 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. Yep, it is not the verse. It is 12. See, you getting me mixed. See, you getting me messed up, Michael. See, you got me all. You got me second guessing life right now. It says there are diversities of gifts, but the Spirit, same Spirit. There are differences of ministry, but the Lord is the same. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. And then we got the gift of salvation, Romans 6:23. I'm just going to go through it real quick. And you guys probably already know this verse. And basically the verse is basically, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ our Lord. That is basically scriptures just to give you. I got this highlighted. Gifts and callings are both discovered and decided. Gifts often are found in worship, the seeking of God. If we know the scripture, we know this. I don't have it down there, but you guys know the scripture. It says God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And many times we have the song that says, you know, he who dwells in the secret place shall abide. You got that song, you know, he that dwells, you know. But anyways, we got that. You know, you guys know that. But in understanding God, in understanding your gift, your first thing is to really, to end basically, what is it? Spiritual suppression is to go diligently. God dwells in the diligent places because there's so many things that block you from whatever, knowing who you are, knowing your purpose, knowing your identity. So there's many different things that God is trying to get us to get to a place of finding our gifts and our callings. We discover them. As I went through the gifts of life, Genesis 1:26 through 28, it talks about him breathing the breath of life. The breath of life is different from oxygen. It's not oxygen. Breathing breath of life is, when he talks about the breath of life, it's talking about your purpose. It's talking about more than just existing. And though it may seem like that verse has nothing to do with it, it has everything to do with it. To the point that if you don't know the real purpose of life in the just the general sense of it, it makes it hard for the next part to be really crucial. Or basically, the next part is hard to understand because we live in a society, and we just, since the fall, the biggest thing that hits man is complacency and basically just being here. We tend to overlook the things that are important and stress over the things that are not. So a lot of times when, I guess I'll tell you my journey of finding my calling and my gifts. And first, my calling started, discovery of what it was first of all, worship. And you know what the scripture says about he who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. So as I kind of tell this sermon, I'm kind of working it out too at the same time to kind of help you like understand it as best as possible. So basically it started with this. He dwells in understanding your gift was first starting to be honest. Worship begins with honesty. It begins with transparency. It begins with vulnerability. The biggest oppression is self-consciousness. The minute you get an idea, the enemy snatches it because you're afraid. Or worry hits it, snatches it again. So we notice in Matthew 13, if you ever read about the seed spreading out and he snatches it due to different circumstances. So the first thing what happened for me was basically being diligent and being a worshiper. See, the worship is very important because worship is going to be something that you're going to continue to do for all eternity. Even though there's a guy that I've been listening to, Rick, I want to say his name right, Pino, he's a worship leader. He was talking about worship. That's something you're going to be doing for the rest of your life or for the rest of eternity. See, the thing is, the gospel is a dispensation age, basically. The church age is only going to last for a limited time. We're only going to be preaching about it for a limited time, witnessing for a certain time. That time is going to cut off. But worshiping, you're going to do it for all eternity. And so worshiping is going to be the very truth thing that usually exposes it. When you worship, the presence of the Lord begins to start reigning in your life. And we know that when the presence of the Lord comes into your life, there's liberty. Once the liberty is shown, then it starts breaking the shackles. Once the shackles get broken, then you're free to start exploring things. See, we lived in a life in sin. It's bound up. It always suppresses something. It always oppresses. It either suppresses or oppresses something. So that should usually happen. So that was the first thing that had to come into my life was worship. Genuine worship. And see, the thing about worship is he would usually say, he would expose the truth in me. He'd be like, oh, you're trying to be cute. Oh, you're holding back. Oh, and it's still to this day. He does it to me all the time. Oh, you went to an audition. Did you try your best? Did you really go out there and do it all? Did you do it all your might? And see that, and then he'll expose the weaknesses and then strengthen those weaknesses. So the first thing starts happening is the exploration of worship. Now, that's not even in my notes, but that's just the truth of it. In worship also, it starts beginning to understand God. That's discovery. In understanding God, you start knowing, understanding the rules of the game. You start understanding, oh, okay, this is probably the lane I need to start being in. In discovering God, you should understand yourself. That's why the first thing the law says is love God first with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. So that begins to happen. And then that begins to happen, and then you start being able to understand and define life correctly. So you start, this is one thing you got to do. This is one thing. Whenever you have a situation, I think the believer has to get to a place where they can't be always asking what I can't do and can't do, can and can't do. Better yet, you have to ask yourself, what is the perspective from God's view? What does he say about certain situations in your life? A lot of times we've turned it into this rule-making thing instead of a personal thing. And what happens is the perspective, a lot of times you're asking sometimes the wrong question or in the wrong format. And so sometimes he wants you to get the perspective of him as more of just trying to be obedient in what he's commanding you. Yes, he wants you to do the command, but he wants you to understand the command as well. Understand why he set the earth the way he did, why he's asking you these things. There's nothing wrong with asking God why he wants you to do things. Sometimes you have to do it as you go. And sometimes the question is, okay, what is my purpose in life? And so at least start there. And then you start going into discovery of finding out what it is. Like a lot of you have a lot of good talents. And you're starting to find out a lot of stuff that's in you, starting to birth out that you never thought you had as you start going into your diligent discovery of God. First of all, like right now, like it's so amazing. Like I'm seeing a lot of you guys are in your word, which I know because I get the notifications a lot. I mean, they come like, and they all come at once, though. They come like a notification. Oh, somebody wrote a scripture thing. What is it? The little pictures. Yeah. It come like all at once. Oh, you know, such and such did the devotional here. Such and such. And it's amazing. So even though it gets in the way of a lot of my stuff, I'd be thinking it's like an emergency. And it's just nothing but your Bible and notifications. But that's good. Because at least as pertains to this house, we've been trying to go higher. And there's one thing, as later on, if we have more time, you know, I noticed that in this house, there's been a lot of, you've been doing what God has, but there's been a bit of a weariness. Not that you don't want to do it, but it's just, it's getting tiresome. And that's, I'll say this about that. That is needed. Sometimes the confidence falls and sometimes your energy fails. You want to continue in your goals and what God has called you to do, but it's been taxing. Let's just be real. It's been taxing. Like you're reading your word and it doesn't seem like you're getting a revelation. That's where he works the best. Because a lot of times in that, it's like a wilderness period. And a lot of times in that wilderness period, that's where God works best, because he wants to remind you that there's no flesh that glories in his sight, and that your confidence is not in your confidence. Your confidence fails. You know what I mean? Like a lot of you have gotten this before, and maybe you have in your life, when you're like, it'll start like you'll start discovering things and it'll be super exciting. And like, say for instance, like I do music a lot, and all these ideas for music start flourishing. And then it would just another season, and instantly, nothing. I ain't got nothing. Like, there's tons of revelation coming. God's giving the word. He's speaking loud and clear, and it's like that. And then you go into this nothing. And then it goes from there to getting a much clearer picture. Suddenly, just like that. And it reminds me that in my weakness, like even this week, was taxing. And this is the first time I ever felt like, just to be transparent, I didn't really feel like acting. I've never had that before. Never felt that before. I just like, oh my gosh, I gotta go to rehearsal. And I just didn't have it. But I started realizing that I'm asking God, like, when is this going to happen? When is that going to happen? And usually I must be getting close. So a lot of you, if I can encourage you, you are getting closer than what you think. You are actually close. Don't quit. I mean, and just in the plainness, don't quit. But back to what I was talking about, the gifts and callings. Gifts are, when it comes to the gifts of life, okay, let's just try my best to work this out. So, gifts of life. Okay, first of all, let's just talk about just me being a human being. I'm a man, but I start as a male. That's something you discover. As one preacher said, he said, you know, you're discovering I'm a male. The choice is, do I want to become a man or not? I can stay a boy, or I can become a man. That's the choices. And sometimes God speaks to you like a father, and he lays things out for you. Like he laid out for every person, life and death. He'll say, choose life. He says, I recommend you become a man. That's the choice. You have talents and you have different things that you know that you have. The choice is, do you want it to be a career? Do you want it to be a hobby? Do you want to use it to shine the light? Or do you want it to fall to the wayside? Those are the choices that you discover, and you find out the choices that you can do with them. You know, I like music, but there was a choice. I can use it to glorify God or use it not to glorify God. Or I can not play music at all and quit. You recommend that we use life, you bring life into it. But those are the things. Those are the choices. The reason why I can't really explain specifics is because it really comes down to the diligence of wherever you're at right now in your life. many prayers that you ask God for. I heard this a couple months ago, you know. Is it what you're asking for, is that all that you want? That was the first thing God, came a couple months ago. And what you ask for, is that all that you want? For some reason, I don't know who that's for. It's just that was something that he had pressed on my heart. And that's what is it that you really want? He's not going to force you. He's not going to micromanage you into heaven. It's not happening. He'll give you in the power to will and to do for his good pleasure. He will do that. But it comes down to the decision. And the decision has to be deliberate and wholehearted. As you notice, the reason why I'm having so much of a hard time doing sermons and speaking is because there's so many angles that God has been giving me that I don't know really how to direct it. That's me learning how to speak up here. That's just because I don't know which way to go. I could be up here all night just trying to work it out, you know. And so a lot of it is, but there's a consistent line of thinking throughout the scripture. Like we did, like when I was at the conference, I was giving you a whole list, commitment, wholeheartedness, you know, honesty and all these things, because they all play a factor in it. Whatever you're going to do, do with all your might. The groans of the saints, there's a difference between a complaint and a grievance. Like, why God am I going through this, as opposed to why God, why am I going through this? It's a difference. There's a lot of accountability God has been giving me in my heart, like lately, because he told me to count up the cost of what I was going to get into. And a lot of times I be upset. Well, I don't be really upset that much, not anymore. But it's because he'll be like, well, you knew what, you counted up the cost of what you were going to have to go through. One of the biggest things he told me was, to be great, you have to be humbled greatly. You know? And that means if you're trying to stunt, you need to stop. If you're trying to do this to try to impress people, you need to stop. That's what he was telling me. So when I went through that period and go through periods of things taking a loss, or taking an L, he'll be like, you know, this is part of the process. And that just immediately, I just be like, the prayer begins to change, then give me the strength to go through it because of some things that I'm not going to like. So what does that have to do with gifts and callings? That has to do with a lot with you just understanding you and understanding the path that you're deciding to get on. He will give you, he wants to give you insight, and maybe he already has, about where you're going. He's probably already given you insight. You know you're going to go through, but you know you're going to come out on the other side if you don't forfeit it. I don't know if this how you'll feel about this, but it's like if where you're at is where you want to be at, then he won't bother you with it. But there's a lot, but how do I want to say this? There's a lot more. Let me be real. Like, there's so much that's breathing life in this place right now. There's so many gifts that are being suppressed. There are so many gifts that are now just are hidden in the hidden places that he is waiting for you to go and discover. There are so many places that you have barely tapped in. Right now, most of us are only tapping on the surface of what he's trying to do. There's where you're at now, I can hear it. You want more. You want to go deeper. You want to grow higher. You want to go these places. There's so much you want to go. You're going to have to dig for it. You're not going to be able to just skim across the top. You're going to have to willing to go stretch yourself. You're going to have to willing to go deeper. And that was one thing I understood about that last week's message. It was about the willingness to go deeper. The willingness, if you want to go higher, you got to go deeper. It's like a building. If you want the building to be a skyscraper, it has to go deeper into the ground. You have to look at it like that. Do not let, I don't know why he keeps having me pushed in this area of, do not let your worship be diminished. Do not let it get to a place of complacency. Do not let it get to a place where you're just going. You're waiting for this going with the motions. No, you are an engaged individual. And he wants you to engage not only in your worship here, but he wants you to be engaged at your home, at your jobs, wherever you're at. He wants to not only want you to do know what you, where you're, he doesn't just want you just to be there. He wants you to understand why you're there. Why did you take to the left instead of going to the right? Why did you go left instead of going right? Why did you go right instead of going left? Why did you pick this instead of this? Why did you get married? Why did you marry this person instead of that person? Because you could have went any other direction. Why? The why will find, like we were talking about last week, the why will help you solidify and understand and build stronger roots in your life. Some of you have multiple gifts, and you're at a place now where you don't really know what to do with them. Or you do know what you want to do with them, and you're at a place now where you got the wisdom to prioritize them. There's so much in this place. There's a much deeper worship that you're desiring. There's a much deeper intimacy that you're desiring. And you're moving from a place of just being around to being present. So the whole thing is now getting to a place of a fullness in heart. Yeah, it gets tired some. Yeah, you have a lot of questions. You're like, well, I never really thought about this. And he's going to be starting to tap into your heart. And a lot of times this is a hard message because he's going to inconvenience some of us. Not in a bad way. It depends on how you take it. But the inconvenience is going to bring more fruit. A lot of it is just, you got to go deeper. I don't know why diligence keeps coming into my mind. It just keeps coming into my head right now. Like diligence, like don't just make stuff. Don't just be there. What is the purpose? If it's your job, that's your mission field, whatever that is. To tap in, to be fluid. I don't know why that just keeps coming into play. Just that diligence and that willingness to go deeper. There's nothing more to really say in this message about your gifts and callings. If you're not willing to discover, you can't make a decision. And I'm not trying to give it like a tone like it's like, oh, you got to do this. It's just. That's where you're at. I see it. I can feel it. You know, that's why, I see you guys in scripture. You guys are trying to know deeper. But there's going to come a season where the devotionals aren't going to do it anymore. The devotionals are helpful. But then you're just going to be like, now I need to hear you for myself. You ever get that moment? You hear preachers and you'd be like, and you just like, you got to shut everything off. Like the TV turns on, you got to turn off the TV a lot more. You start being like, the music doesn't work anymore. Like the worship music, you just got to shut everything off, you know, and just be silent for like an hour. Next thing you know, 4 hours went by. You know, that's those moments. Those are not knocks. Those are good moments. Those are not, don't take them as like, oh my God, something bad. Those are good moments. Those are actually, you're heading in the right direction. And I'll say this, never call your gift a curse. We just read, every gift comes from above. Don't ever call your gift a curse. Never call it a curse. There's a responsibility that's different. That's why it sounds, that's why it feels bad. Like this week, I asked for this because I've been telling him to expand my territory. If I'm going to go to the higher level in my career or whatever, then the responsibility becomes more. So I have to prepare. So my body has to be conditioned. Just like we wanted to be great athletes, coach would be like, you said you wanted to be great? All right, run these sprints. What the real question really comes down to, what it's really going to come down to is, it'll expose what you really want. You know, a lot of people pray amiss. What do you really want? You know, I guess I've gotten to a place where, you know, people ask me, you know, I'm single, so I get a lot of relationship. People come and try to talk to me. And due to some of the mistakes I made in the past, I just go to the heart of it. Like, what do you want? Not in a rude way, but I'll just be like, start talking because I'm starting to know me now. Like, I would tell them, like, hey, they'd be like, oh, man, you act. Man, that's great. Sometimes it's great. Like, you see, like, okay, I got something posted up about doing a film and stuff, and that's great. But in between those times, man, there's zero in that account, that bank account, you know? But it goes, sometimes you still got to go through the unemployment line, you know? You still got to go through that hardship. But it was necessary. It's necessary. That's the path. You know, Marquise, he does music. There's the perks, and then there's the hardship. You know? And it's, but the crazy thing is, you're going to make it. That's the coolest part about it. You start seeing it at different levels. So I want to get you to understand that gifts and callings are from God, but that word diligence, something's hitting there, man. I don't know why. I don't know why I just keep having that, you know. And he's getting to a place where he wants the body to become full, complete. And he says, after you suffer a while, you will be established. I think that's what's happening. That the thing that you're despising is the very thing that's growing you. Like, he's trying to get us now just to be more complete in him. More fuller. Not just in our crafts, in every aspect of our life. That's how you become a real light into people's worlds. You're like, I'm called to a place where most believers don't want to go. Some of you are. Some of you are called to a place where I can't go. You have to go there. I can't go there. You got to go there. There's places I got to go that you can't go. And all for the edifying of the body. You know, there's questions you have. He's more than willing to answer them. You know, that's where it's at right now. Gifts and callings, discovery, continue to ask questions, continue to knock on that door, continue to seek, continue to press forward, press towards the mark. Some days I know, some days you come here and you're tired. Today you demonstrated how to press. Like when we came in here, the atmosphere shifted because you knew how to press. That's what you're going to learn, how to press. Some days you're going to have to press. But you did. You saw the whole atmosphere shift because of it. I'm in a new territory. I've never been away from church that long for a month. I have to learn how to be resourceful this next month. So continue to keep me in your prayer in that. But that's going to happen more. Fasting. I don't know why that's important. That, of course, it's important. That's something you're going to have to learn how to press and do and not wait for the church to do a fast. You're going to have this. You're going to start feeling more sensitive to it. And next thing you know, you're going to be like, I got to turn my plate. To hear God for yourself. You know, he's going to be a coach like no other. He's going to start coaching you now. Some of us are moving from milk to meat now. Some of us are. Some of you getting a crash course. Like, I didn't know this was like this. Yes. You got to get a crash course. I must be hitting something because it got real quiet. It gets real. You guys scare me when it gets like this. Because I don't be meaning to. Because I'm really humorous. You guys get real quiet. You guys be like, oh, snap. Yeah, it's real. But that's where my joy found itself. Now, see, you guys just gave me revelation of what I've been reading. I've been reading John. He was telling some real truth, and they got real quiet. And he got like, you guys, it's real quiet, man. Let me just say this. You will make it. You will continue to make it. The goal that you're looking for. And when you find your goal, you will find it. You will find your calling if you're diligent. All right? But I don't know why he gives me these messages. We continue to press, continue to elevate worship until it elevates the worship in your home. Don't be afraid of when it gets no longer exciting. It may not feel exciting, but our walk is not a feeling. It's a truth. You see what I mean? Because most doubt is emotional. Most doubts are just emotional. And so, like I said, explore everything. Don't let that. The reason why the voice of the Lord is important is because it's trying to get you to discern when that wrong voice is speaking. You or the devil speaking or the enemy speaking. You know what I mean? Because a lot of us, you've seen too many. I've seen too many people forfeit their gifts or afraid to explore it or lose by default. Don't ever lose by default. Default means you're not even participating in the game to lose or win. You just didn't show up. So with that, Dior, thank you for this message. Try my best to work it out, but I hope I press through. I pray that each person begins to just, or continues to know their gift, know their calling, know why you have them here. None of us are here by accident. You had a reason to why you molded us and made us in your image. And we thank you, Lord. I ask you that you continue to elevate. Continue to grow us. In the name of Jesus.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.